feel very comfortable, dog. How you feel?
Man, I feel like $1 billion. A million on top of a billion.
Hey, man. I always, one thing about when it comes to creating, dog, one thing I love about this shit, bro. One thing I love about this creating shit, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't no limits to where you can go with this shit.
It is. It ain't no limits. Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Biggie said
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
man.
And I feel like, dog, we need to revise that expression. Because I feel like, shit, we can take this shit bigger than the sky, dog.
I'm talking Jupiter, Mars.
Yeah,
Pluto.
Bro. Like, on some multiverse type
on
shit.
On some Star Wars shit.
Yeah. So, what the fuck you know about some Star Wars?
Bro,
nigga?
I'm a Star Wars head, boy. I'm the only one that was watching Kenobi. Nobody was relating to me. Bro. I'm like, yo, Kenobi was crazy.
On Disney Plus?
Yes, sir.
I need to get, I missed out on the fucking Kenobi, bro.
You need to watch Kenobi. You can skip Mandalorian, you can skip Boba Fett. Go straight to Kenobi.
I'm behind on the series, all of the fucking new series, bro. The last Star Wars movie I seen was The Last Jedi.
Oh, see, you a little bit of a Star Wars head, but you ain't a Star Wars
head. Yeah, but Last Jedi ain't that like, old though. You know what I mean? Like 2 years
that's,
old
yeah,
type
that's
shit.
One of the newer joints, right?
Yeah.
That's the last movie that they did.
You
just ain't up on TV shows. I take it back. You were Star Wars head.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't been on the shows heavy like I should, man.
Yeah.
Like, I be on the Marvel like series heavy.
Marvel crazy.
Like what fucking Marvel series you messing with right now?
Spider-Man my favorite, but I say it used to be Spider-Man, but now it's Iron Man. Iron Man that dude, bro.
Iron Man. Why you say Iron Man?
Iron Man M'd up. He got all the technology. He got the women, he got the crazy crib, he got the crazy cars. Like, then he gonna save the world at night.
Real shit.
That man hard, boy.
So if you could be any superhero, that who you'll pick?
I feel like I'm closest to him. Iron Man, I love the technology and shit. I'll probably be Batman, though. Batman smooth. I'm smooth with it.
Batman cool, bro, but it feel like you don't have to do too much thinking to be Batman, because you know he a detective.
Yeah.
like
Batman 12.
Yeah, I get it. See, my attention span too short to be Batman, bro.
Iron Man just come through and blow shit up.
Yeah, and get the fuck on.
Save the city. Yeah, you right.
City fucked up, but he saved it.
He did from the monster. But everything else, nobody got their job, their buildings, all that's done for. But yeah, you right though.
You seen this series on Amazon called The Boys?
I heard about it, but nah.
Basically, it's like fucking every superhero movie you ever seen. It's superheroes in it, bitch, except they crooked than a motherfucker.
Oh, damn.
Kind of like if it was about crooked cops.
Yeah.
It's about crooked-ass
superheroes.
Yeah, damn. That shit hard. Amazon, y'all can get that one for free.
Man, real talk, on TV, all I watch is Power. Anything 50 Cent probably put out, I'm going to watch it. BMF, I'm from Detroit, so I got to watch that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then Star Wars.
Okay.
Other than that, I'll be watching Rozzy TV. I ain't going to cap. I watch my own YouTube channel all day.
For real.
I'm like, damn, this nigga lit.
I be on your page. I don't really see you be plugging that shit like that.
The YouTube channel?
Yeah.
You got to go find it.
I'm finna subscribe to it when we leave this bitch, bro. Hey. How you end up here from Detroit, Rozzy?
I came down here. Well, I left first and I went to Tennessee. I wanted to get right with God. But I knew that I was about to go to the next step. Like, I was like, when I'm ready to take my throne back, I'm about to go to Atlanta because Atlanta is the new Motown.
Right.
So I always had that in my plan that I'm going to move out to L.A.
Okay.
It was L.A., but I'm going to Miami now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You going to move to Miami?
I'm moving to Miami. For sure.
Why?
Beach house vibes, palm trees. I just feel like I'm going to make some of the best music in my life out there. My record label is called Melodic Island. So I'm real big on the palm trees and the island vibe type of piece.
Okay.
Serenity.
How you ended up over here at King Recordings?
Man, I ended up over here, man. Believe it or not, my biggest song is called Catty Feet. And it went crazy. Hot 97 was spinning it. They're like, yo, come shoot the video because DJ Enough was going to be in the video. And New York, we're like, all right, well, we got to go. And they were like, well, we got a Sprinter. I'm like, all right, bet. I didn't even know it was the owner of this. The driver introduced me to the owner of the Sprinter a year later.
Yeah.
And that's how I got over here.
And he was like, he saw something in you.
Saw something in me the first day, started getting active.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm blue checked, I'm verified. Next thing you know, my Spotify numbers is going crazy. And then now we about to drop the first album. I got a chance. He let me have full creative range. I got my producer from Detroit, Dre Butters, here. That's who I've been wanting to do an album with for 10 years.
Yeah, I just met Dre a few minutes ago. Cool.
Got him
cool
down guy. Here. And this album crazy. This album going to be high charting Billboard, if not number one, high charting iTunes charts, Grammy nominated.
All right, you got speaking into your life, King.
Don't believe me. Just watch.
Where you think you got there from, speaking things to existence and having that confidence?
Believe it or not, right before I left Detroit, I got real into Joyce Meyer, and I got into the movie, The Secret.
The Secret.
Yeah, and then when I left from there and went to Tennessee, my grandma had this Joyce Meyer book, and it was like Me and My Big Mouth, and it was all about speaking life into existence. It was all about The Secret, but because it says in the Bible, too, that's what God said, to speak into life. Mm. So I've been, like, studying that and going hard on that for about 10 years, maybe right. 9. And look where we at.
Yeah, bro, all of this, we here because of destiny, because of God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? God already knew we was going to be here when we was born.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying? Only thing we got to do is not allow others and ourselves, not to trick ourselves out of our destiny.
Out of our destiny. You know I agree with you.
Because my life didn't start like this, brother. You know what I'm saying? People look at what I'm doing now, and they just can't believe. Once they find out my background, they can't believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I always tell people, bro, man probably got one plan for you, but God got another plan.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
And in the plan that you have, you don't even know. It may take you 5-6 years to do that. You thought it was about to happen in 2.
Yeah.
It's not on your timing.
Or longer than that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be courteous by saying that. I know it took me 10 years to get back.
Yeah, see, it took me 20 years to get right here, bro.
See?
You know what I'm saying? A dub.
Yeah.
A dub was just trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I done lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. I done lost friends to death, to jail.
Yeah.
But after all that going on, bro, he bought me right here. You know what I mean? With one of the motherfucking biggest stars out the motherfucking game, man.
I receive that.
You know what I'm saying?
I receive that.
What excites you the most, bro, about being in this industry?
The new music, the reaction to the new music, the way people will react when I play a song in the club. I just like to go there and watch. Sometimes I don't even let them know I'm there. I just might be somewhere high up and just have them drop the song and watch how the people react to it. I love that.
That reaction.
I love the reaction. And I'm real big on hip-hop. I'm real big on bars. So it's like, I like rapping. Like, I'm coming in there. Anytime I'm doing a rap song, I'm in there to kill anybody. I'm in there to murder the rap shit and be one of the best rappers of all time. Like, I love rapping, bro.
As you should, man. As you should, King. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Go on, like, bless us one time.
With some bars?
Yeah. Do all your right, shit.
I wanna do?
Do your shit. Let
me see. I ain't rolled in a minute. Forgive me, Lord, because I know I'm sinning. I ain't Drake, but this liquor got me in my feelings. Feeling like I don't belong, feel like they views is wrong. Like I ain't put them on a song so I could put them on. Fuck it. I guess I'm better off without you. Thought you'd always be around, but I just find my way around you. I thought I'd never doubt you, got my feelings was wrong. Because if I felt the same way, I wouldn't be writing this song. Look, I guess I got to pay attention. My intuition's exposing all your intentions. And lately I've been missing mama cooking in the kitchen before I even had the clock. My niggas pulled up just to kick it. Look, I guess they brain starting to click in. They don't pull me over now. They never get their meal ticket. Feel like, all right, yeah, I'll just feel a little song.
That was hard though, yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Are you with the new wave of, like, all the new rappers there? They don't really write. They punch in. You a punch-in rapper?
Sometimes. It just depends. A lot of my songs, like, especially when I record the crib, all my albums up until this album, I recorded myself in the crib. You know what I'm saying? I punch in at the house all the time. But, like, being here, sometimes when I know I'm on studio time or if I got a time limit, I'm working with other people, I write just to get it done quicker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, how many albums you got in the tuck?
In the tuck, we got 3.
Okay.
Albums I put out, 19. This is about to be number 20.
Goddamn.
10 years.
And how old are you?
30.
So, yeah, so about when you was 20, you just mashing.
Yeah.
Tell me about that 10-year period. Like, tell me about the good, the bad, the ugly, all that good shit. What was going on in that 10-year period to up until this point?
Man, I just feel like it was a lot of people doubting me. A lot of people try to block me. Sometimes they knew that I had it, and they would block it for whatever reason. I dealt with a lot of jealousy, a lot of envy, a lot of friends that was supposed to be right next to me and being cool with me and felt some type of way about the situation. They only want to see you shine for so long before they be like, all right, this nigga can't do that no more next to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not getting the same reaction. I'm not doing that. The women treated me amazingly. Women been great. But the fellas been, you know what I'm saying? That's what I dealt with more than anything.
Yeah, and it be like that, you know what I'm saying? Because I always noticed that you always get more love from women than guys, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's because they feel inferior to what that grace God has on your life.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if it's just the women know who you about to get a bag, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's like... I think it's the women knowing they got it bad, but they just got like a caring nature. A lot of women are nurturers.
Right.
So they there to see you win. They ain't trying to block you and see, you know what I'm saying, block you from what you got going on because they aspirations like the same aspirations that we got.
Right.
Fellas might be in the same lane trying to do the same thing that you're doing and feel like, especially us as our people, they feel like just because one person can do it, they can't do it. It's not enough real room out here. It's not enough money, but that's the exact opposite of it. It's enough for everybody out here to really get out here and do what you really want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the last lesson you feel like you had to learn that just really caught you by surprise?
I ain't been surprised in a minute.
Okay, then give me a last lesson you had to learn.
I say with the friends, don't put nothing past nobody.
Okay, go into that. Like, I want to see. Tell me what happened.
Shoot, I just got to say, I ain't going to get into details because they don't deserve that energy.
Okay.
But it's people that be around me that you might try to help out and do everything you can to really try to make sure they win. They don't appreciate that. And sometimes they might flip on you just because they feel like they want your spot.
Right, right, right. And like I say, bro, they feel inferior to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't that they want your – you right, they want your spot. And they feel like they deserve the things that you work for more than you deserve them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that is just some crazy-ass shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And especially when you say you went through 20 years. I can say 10 years, but it really took longer than that because my first song I put out when I was rapping was 15.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? But if you ain't put that many time in, if you ain't put 19 albums in, if you didn't record and mix and master yourself, if you didn't put your own money up, if you didn't go and overdraft constantly paying for your own shit,
right?
Don't talk to me.
Right, what are we doing?
What are we talking about? You didn't do the same work. You didn't put them same steps in to get to where you wanted to be at. If you did, then you wouldn't be where you at.
Right, right. Man, I wish we lived in a world where people didn't have that mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But people were literally... look at your life and feel like they deserve your shit. But they don't want to go through what you went through to get it. That's the catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the motherfucking catch.
They avoid
catch.
That part.
Yeah, yeah. Like, don't nobody want to put in no real work no more.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Outside of God, nobody can say nothing to me right now at all. I done went broke over this so many times. I just said it in one of my songs. I was over there selling CDs on Edge with no money in my account, and I sold CDs until I had enough to pay for my video that I shot the next day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember doing that by myself with nobody else being out there with me. So it's like, if motherfuckers ain't put that much work in, I don't want to hear shit. I don't. And if you want where if you want what I got, then do the work I did, period.
Now I don't want to put in no work, man. Yeah. Well, who was it, somebody in your life you feel like was instrumental in installing that work ethic?
You know what's great? I got to say my dad worked 9-to-5 and he a musician too. He played bass. So it's like every single day I saw him work at a job, 12 hours, get off work and go to the studio. He probably take a shower and then go have to go play in the band until 2 o'clock in the morning and get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Do that shit every day.
Yeah. I got some Joe Jackson type shit.
Yes.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
I got three brothers and one sister.
Did he try to put y'all in a group?
No, I ain't trying to put this in the group.
I but I thought you were gonna say, boy, you was saying goddamn.
Nah.
I want you back at a talent show back in the day.
He didn't even force us. Like, it just was around. Like, it was always a studio in my basement.
Right.
It was always instruments. He got 80 bass guitars, 20 guitars, drum sets, and keyboards. If you a kid, you going to go down there and start just mimicking shit.
Fuck around, yeah.
Yeah, so it was like, it was like that with me and my brother. We just been around. My brother a music professor now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that hard.
Yeah.
Shit, so your brother, like, was very inspired by that shit.
Yeah,
both of y'all would, obviously.
But my brother took the he took the education approach on it. He went and furthered the education and, you know what I'm saying, went crazy with it. I just decided to be a rapper.
Yeah, you ain't want no real job.
No, I ain't want no job.
I feel you, because I ain't want one either. Nigga, fuck that shit.
You and me both. Well, I'm about this shit getting in the way of my life, boy.
Man, bro. Every time I worked a real job, bro, I tried. Don't get me wrong. I tried. I'm at least try some shit, yeah. You know what I'm saying, before I be like, fuck it. But, bro, every time I had a real job, bro, I quit that shit like the first couple days in, dog.
That shit had to be over with.
Man, and in them couple days, I'm already knowing I'm about to quit.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about how I'm going to get some money after I leave this motherfucker. God, like, damn.
I'll be on the same tip. I'll be on the same tip, man. But I found a good job, though, like, that I enjoyed. If I was going to work a job, I did it. And I worked at T-Mobile for years, like, pretty much the whole time I've been in Atlanta. But that's because I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm part-time, I'm getting benefits, I'm getting, you know, it was easy. All I'm doing is talking to people
all day.
It was nothing. So, T-Mobile, if y'all out here and y'all do need a job, T-Mobile is a great job. This is not a pay ad. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm just saying they good people.
Did you get free service?
Ain't no free service.
It's raggedy motherfucker. I'm playing T-Mobile in case you want to sponsor the show. We love you,
right,
over
that's
there.
That's what I'm saying, T-Mobile. They going to show love. I know they are.
T-Mobile, what's your mobile plans like?
Right.
Your commercial can be right here.
Yeah, big facts. Big facts.
Oh, man. Who you think would be a dope-ass sponsor for you? Somebody. Because me, when I think of sponsorship, it got to be a company that I actually fuck with. I fuck with their brand. I fuck with their products. I fuck with their movement. Who you feel like would be like a dream sponsor for you?
Mercedes.
Nah.
Yeah, Mercedes, man. That's my favorite car of all time. Like, okay. I saw Will.i.am be designing them joints and all type of different shit. I would love to be a part of that too.
For real?
And design a Benz.
You got a Mercedes?
Nah, yeah, I got a BMW right now.
Oh, it coming. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Mercedes would be a dope ass sponsor, bro. Cause you know they're gonna send like the new joints there.
You feel me?
Know what I'm saying?
And just always be. I'm always talking about cars. I think I done mentioned Benz in my song like at least 30 times. They probably can pull up all type of clips of me. Benz.
Yeah. Damn, yeah, that would be a good one, bro. I feel like another one would be fucking whoever make Applejack cereal.
That's what. You just trying to eat some motherfucking cereal for free.
Hell yeah, nigga.
This nigga got a 30-year supply of motherfucking Applejacks.
Nigga got all kind of frosted flakes around that bitch. Bruh.
Oh, man.
Nah, I'm bullshit.
I'll say another one for me, though, H&M. Everything H&M. I wear is from H&M, bro. I'm an average size dude, man. A lot of clothes I can't fucking fit. They be having all these giant-ass clothes. That shit just be looking crazy. I'm just
Yeah, H&M be a good ass fit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think Nike will be a good one for me. You know
That'll
what I'm
be
saying? Cause I wear a lot of Jordans and shit.
I always wanted to have a Nike Rozzy. I think I don't speak that into existence. Nike Rozzys.
Oh shit.
That shit'd be crazy.
That shit will be hard.
Yep.
That shit will be hard. Cause shit, they over there, shit, DJ Khaled got a shoe, Travis Scott got a shoe.
Yeah.
Who the fuck say we can't have no shoe?
We will have a shoe.
Exactly. Like, and you got to think like that, bro.
Come on, man. You can't think
like any way else.
Yeah.
Because if you want this shit, dog, it's there for the taking. You ain't got to do nothing but stay down and get that shit.
Speak it into existence and be consistent.
Yeah. See, motherfuckers be thinking they finna speak some shit into existence.
And
don't do no work, go home, go to sleep, play the game every day. You ain't goddamn speaking.
I'm going to be somebody.
Yeah. Got the goddamn running Madden all fucking day.
Now, I've got homies that do that, and I've been told, I'm like, boy, if you don't turn on the motherfucking stream and get paid off this Twitch, Twitch T-Pain doing that shit right now, too.
Twitch getting them goddamn.
You can get money off playing the game, bro. If you playing that shit anyways, turn that Twitch on and get a bag off this shit.
I wonder how that shit go. It must got to be a certain thing where it go by, like, how many people, like, subscribe to you on Twitch or some shit.
I mean, I'm sure it got something to do with that. I know Instagram monetized me before my YouTube did. My YouTube done had hundreds of thousands of views on that shit, but Instagram done monetized me first. So, shout out to Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. Salute to IG, man. Hey. And fuck whoever hacked my page on IG, though. Y'all ain't shit. This motherfucker sent me a goddamn message, bro, from my page.
Saying what?
Say, hold on, I'm finna read this shit to you.
That shit crazy.
You fucking piece of shit. Hold on, I'm finna tell you.
Motherfucking hackers, boy.
Hold up. This motherfucker said, hey, stole your account. If you want it back, you have to pay.
Why would they do that?
I want to pay back. In the meantime, this nigga courteous as fuck. In the meantime, don't worry.
How the fuck you going to not worry?
This nigga was mad courteous. Don't worry.
I stole the shit.
I just archived your posts and pictures.
I didn't delete it.
Only $1,200 to get the page back. I said,
boy, how many? But who you think you got? Chelsea Clinton?
Bro, I don't know who the fuck page. He thought he hijacked. But you don't get them little 12K followers up by this motherfucker. Nigga, the fuck? This nigga act like I had goddamn 5 M's on that bitch.
You can get it back, though.
Huh?
Facebook. Because that's a business page, right?
Yeah.
Go to Facebook and start blowing their messenger up. That's how I did. Somebody, they had shut my shit down. I blew their shit up, so they gave it back to me. You just got to prove that you. They'll get them up out of there.
For real? Oh, shit. Damn, I'm glad you told me that. I started a new page.
They'll get them up out of there.
Yeah, how long that shit take, though?
Boy, that shit took me like a week, and I was on panic mode, boy, because I got all type of people connections I didn't met.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still up and coming. Like, they probably ain't going to follow the kid back again. Like, yeah. I'm like, I need this motherfucking page back. But, yeah, I got it back. It took me like a week.
Yeah, man, because I got a couple, like, blue check baddies on my shit, too, man. And I'm to the point, though, Rizzy. I done lost so much real shit out of life. So to lose an Instagram page, bro, that's like the least of the least of the shit that I done lost that's near and dear to me.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? I done lost motherfuckers that's not coming back, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would trade all this shit back, dog, if I can just fucking just hang out with my big cousin one more time, dog. You
rest
know what
peace,
I'm saying?
Man.
Hey, man, yeah, rest some power to that man. Mm-hmm. Who was somebody that's no longer here, bro, that just really just had a impact and influence on your life?
I just lost, I just put her in my music video. Her name is my Auntie Serena, man. Yeah, her name is Serena Williams, believe it or not.
Damn, rest in peace, Auntie.
Yeah, but she had cancer, and all the last messages she was sending to me was saying how she can't wait to get better so she can get down here and come to my show. You know what I'm saying? She to see my show. So the fact that she... I can't be there physically messing me up, you know what I'm saying? But
she was in Detroit?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Young, beautiful, vibrant, vegetarian.
How old was she?
Could not have been no older than, she was around my mom age, probably like 50.
Damn.
If that, but she ain't look like it. She was like 40.
Vegetarian, 40 probably ain't smoking nothing.
Yeah. No smoking, no smoking at all. She was a nurse.
Yeah.
She woke up, exercised it, man, she did everything right, bro. That's why you just got to enjoy your life and figure out, you know what I'm saying, the best way for you to be happy while you're here, because that shit messed me up.
You really got to, bro, you know what I'm saying? And that's so fucking sad, dog, that we lose people like that. And, you know what I'm saying, we try to do everything by the book to take care of ourselves, dog. Yeah. And you got people that never eat healthy, do all the drugs.
And they run through life like it's nothing.
Motherfucker,
they'll
be 150 years old.
Facts.
Like, all them fucking rock star dudes, man. I don't know what it is about.
I was born
like fucking 140. This motherfucker done did everything. Bit a fucking bat head off on stage, drunk the blood. All kind of wild ass shit, man. Bro, man. So
yeah,
I feel like you type person, dog. You probably fuck with all genres, huh?
Yeah, I ain't did no rock stuff, though, but I'm for sure tapped in the hip-hop. That's my number one. I do some R&B. I definitely get in my pop bag. I've been getting in the Afrobeat bag as of lately because the people, the reaction has just been crazy. I'm like, damn, y'all look, and it's easy.
Yeah.
So it's like feel good music, high vibration. So I've been, those have been the four or five genres I've been in. Like,
you got a music video with one of your own Afrobeat records?
That's what we're doing. We actually doing, I'm actually about to take a photo shoot for the cover of that. And as soon as we get done with this interview, and then we're going to put that out through Sony, and then I'm going to actually shoot the video after that.
Okay. Is she the official King Recording photographer? Because I see her with y'all everywhere, like snapping them up, man, like working.
That's the official King Recording's Melodic Island. That's been my photographer for, what, 3 years now? 4 years?
Just yours, not everybody
and
else?
I brought her with me.
Okay. You from Detroit, too?
Nope. She here.
Cali girl. Okay, yep. Nice. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro. Ryzy, I appreciate your time, brother.
All day, man.
You know what I'm saying? And you keep doing what you're doing, man. You definitely headed in the right direction you need to be going, bro.
Nah, stop.
You got the music. You got the energy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You got the work ethic.
Yep.
Like, dog, you got it.
Well, yeah.
And I've been, like, around a lot of artists, dog, and I can truly say you got it, bro.
I appreciate you, man.
Nah, man, anytime, man. Hey, man, my dog, Ryzy, Rico Ramil. Oh, yo, big salute to the YouTube viewers. Big salute to the Spotify listeners, the Apple Podcast listener, Google Podcast listener. Big salute to everybody over there, Anchor, man. Without y'all, there would be no us. And always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you're doing it for TV. And we gone. Your bitch. Yee.